Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am here with my co-host, Sherry. We are back bringing the good news show to you. This morning, we have an exciting story to tell you. We have Maureen Whitehouse, who is the author of Soulful Eating. So stay tuned. She'll be on around 6:30 this morning. She has a wonderful gift of writing and wonderful knowledge about how to approach eating food. I want to thank all of our listeners for staying tuned to our show and supporting us. We appreciate it. We know we do receive emails from you, and we try to respond to them as quickly as possible. And I want to thank you for suggesting certain topics for us to speak to, because it helps Sherry and I bring the show live to you. Sherry, are you with me?
I am here. Good morning, Patty, and good morning, everybody out there that is up so early listening to us. It's really good to be here. We have had so much fun bringing the show to you, and as Patty said, we really appreciate everybody's response to us. We are going to be away for 2 weeks in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and we will bring you lots of great information when we get back. There is a chance that you may hear from us while we're there, too, because we have the capabilities, and if we're able to, we're going to bring you a show from there. But
if we can't come on live, we will certainly be paying attention to the blog on our website. That's goodnewsshow.us. So we'll be sending you a couple of messages while we're there. So do visit the website, because you'll be in touch with us.
Definitely. So, you know, if we want the things that you never had, you have to do things that you never have done. Isn't that interesting? And it's actually something that's come up pretty recently that we've had to even take a look at that. You know, when you want to do things in your life, you have to be able to go out and take that risk. And we've been talking about our healthy lifestyle, and I went into the healthy relationship as part of that. So I'm going to bring you a little bit more information on some healthy relationship tips that I have been putting together. You can have, be, and do anything that you want in this life, and how true that is. If you have the core belief, and if you believe it, you can achieve it, and we know that to be a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the key is in believing it.
Absolutely. You've got to believe.
And truly believe in it. If you resist that statement and say doubt it, then work on your core belief on that, because you cannot doubt it. You have to fully believe it in order to achieve it.
Yes, Patty, thank you. And, you know, it's all about, you know, bringing the keeping your healthy thoughts, changing the negative thoughts and changing it into positive thoughts. If we have those negative thoughts about ourselves, get them out, you know, pull them out. They're the weeds in the garden. Plant flowers. Think of good things. Sometimes if you don't even believe it, you have to say it like you believe it, and talk about affirmations and acting as if and believing that you believe. If you don't change the thoughts that are in your head, you could wake up in the morning and start that morning with negativity, thinking, you know, I'm not good enough, or thoughts of not measuring up. And we don't want to have to wake up to that kind of a thought. And we don't have control over people, but we do have control over what we think and what our actions are. So, you know, I really want to encourage everybody to take a note of that and read up on things about positive thinking and keeping your thoughts in a more positive vein.
Mm-hmm. And if you do wake up and your thoughts are not positive, just stop, pause, and mm-hmm. restart your day and change those thoughts, because you want to have a great day.
Absolutely. You know, you can change your day at any time of the day.
I know, I do that.
Yeah, I mean, you could be midday and things just aren't going right, and you go, I'm going to turn this around, and I'm going to start over, and you start your day over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week, I had talked about, the last thing I said was about dropping your expectations of how your the people in your life should be, whether it's your family or if the person that you're in a relationship with. And, you know, that's really a big thing, because we have these expectations of what we expect from others, but we have to, you know, be able to accept people in our lives as they are and realize that they're doing the best that they can, and be able to move forward in acceptance. What do you think about that, Patty?
I think that's great, Sherry. I think it's, you know, we all want something for somebody. We hope the best for our loved ones, and sometimes we're not, when we don't see that, it's like we really, really want it, and then it turns into an expectation, because you know they have the potential to achieve certain things. And if you back away from those feelings and just love the person for who they are, it's a more peaceful and harmony way of having a relationship with them. So I do think it's important to really look at if you are expecting something from somebody, because it can just put a little extra, you know, stress in the relationship, and that's you don't want that. You want to live in harmony and peace.
Right, that's the goal here. And listen to your body, you know, listen to your mind, your soul, and listen to what it's saying. You know, what do you feel? What are your thoughts? What is your body telling you? I also feel that, you know, you don't want to let anything or anybody steal your joy. And listen to what your body's saying about that. Are you feeling like, you know, you're pissed off at somebody, things are just not going your way, and you're going to wake up and let something that is not going your way, it's going to ruin your whole day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a good thing. We have to also quit changing, you know, our partner. If we want to have anything change, we have to be the one to change.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's important to listen to your body, because if you know that you're feeling a feeling you don't want, then you have the power to change it. And as the opposite, if you're feeling a feeling that you do want, give yourself an accolade. You know, thank yourself for being able to feel positive and stay in that mode, and notice and recognize the joy that you're giving yourself, because it really comes from within.
Right. That's it. It's an inside job, people. So we have to take a look at, you know, what is it that's going on with you? Where are your thoughts going? What are you feeling? And yeah, if you're feeling great, well, you know, that's a great thing. You know, you want to have more greatness. So keep doing what you're doing and keep being positive, thinking great things, and you know, in not trying to change the people that are in our lives, and just being authentic and being honest, coming from who you are and being the person that you want to be. You're standing up for yourself, and you're showing up, and you're being able to be the person that you want to be. And each person, it's like when you can change yourself, something in your relationship is giving you some a little struggle, and you want them to change, and then you decide that you're going to make the change, and then you watch, and it's amazing how they change too, and things just kind of work out a little bit differently. So it's an interesting thing to really do, because you'll find the rewards from it, you know. And then if you find out what is stealing your joy, you know, and change your approach, what is it in your day that is rocking your world? What are you doing that is just upsetting you? You know, so I heard a funny story the other day about a guy that was, well, it was actually, I was watching it, the guy that was trying to get into a parking space, and he pulled around, and the parking space was right in front of him. The people were pulling out of the space, and then another car came around and pulled into the space right in front of him.
Mm.
And he just pulled away, found another parking space instead of getting all pissed off and shooting fingers and going up to the guy and saying anything. And in finding out the story later on, of course, he was a minister, so he thought twice about how he was going to react to that. But it's, yes, we are in exactly the place that we're meant to be when things happen to us. And that is just the incident that I wanted to let you know about.
Well, that's really great, Sherry. At this point, I'd like to invite our listeners to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning. Excuse me, I have a little something in my throat here.
You're interrupting me.
Sorry.
Oh, well, by the way, iPodders, you can download the show to your iPod. So if you need to learn more about that, just go to the website, goodnewsshow.us, and you can learn about how to download it into your iPod and take us on the go.
So how do you like this, Patty? Isn't this true? And we say this all the time. Life is too short to let inconveniences ruin your day. Life is too short for many things.
Well, I know I always say life is too short for a bad cup of coffee.
Right.
And I think that's what that really means.
Yeah, it's, you know, life is too short to let those little inconveniences, like the small stuff. And the life is filled with the small stuff. So it's just too short to let the little things bother us. And we want to be able to bring ourselves to that living in peace. And peace is with us all the time. We are the ones that are able to get into our center and be able to come from that place of peace and be at peace no matter what is going on around us. Things are not working out. Well, maybe it's just not meant to be. Maybe there's a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
And it always ends up that, you know, we really are exactly where we're supposed to be. And in relationships, our paths come together for a reason. It's a reason. It's a season. It's a lifetime. You've heard that one.
I have. I love that one.
I know. And we have to honor that because sometimes it's just for a reason, and it doesn't move on to a season or a lifetime. And then we can just accept that and enjoy the moment, enjoy what is going on, and enjoy, instead of like putting up all the what ifs or the guards or, you know, should do this and should do that, just being in acceptance of where we are in our relationship and be able to enjoy each moment, because
mm-hmm.
life is too short, believe me. As, you know, we see it all around us, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things. People are getting sick. People are dying. And we have to take notice of that because we want to enjoy every moment of our life. And nothing needs to get into our way.
Mm-hmm. That's why, Sherry, I think it's important to make amends with people that you really love, genuinely love. You know, because if you let time pass, that's valuable time. That when it passes, it passes. So I know that people, sometimes they don't talk for 2, 3, 4 years, and then they finally make an amends, and it's like they've wasted all of that time where they could have been in one another's lives. And that's true for family relationships, friendships, love, companionship. Breaking up from a love relationship doesn't necessarily mean you need to lose your friend, you know. So making an amends is really important because it gives you more time with that person while we're here.
Mm-hmm. Forgiveness. That's true. You know, we want to definitely be able to forgive. I mean, it's very sad when people are not connected with their families because there's something came up and they are estranged from each other and years go on and they have just not been able to reconnect. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we want to, you know, put that out there. You know, forgiveness is the key, and also it's in forgiving yourself, because when you forgive yourself first, then you can forgive others too. And sometimes we are the first ones on the list to forgive ourselves for the things that we think that we did that were so bad that, you know, actually aren't as bad as we think they are, but mm-hmm. it's in our minds. And so forgiveness, so you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror and say, I forgive you, and move on. Have a great day. Sometimes we don't always get what we want, but we always get exactly what is right for us.
Huh. Isn't that true?
Yeah. That is, it's really, you know, we could be so much healthier if we would not get upset every time things didn't go our way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ailments would go away if we would stay in peace and not get upset.
Mm-hmm.
So I also, you know, wanted to talk to you a little bit about gratitude. And, you know, I always say here, you know, express your appreciation and gratitude often. Because here we are, we're in our relationships with our partner. How often do you really let them know how you really feel? You know, or how often do you really let them know that you really love them and you appreciate what they do? Sometimes, you know, people I've seen never tell the person in their life, you know, thank you. You know, I really appreciate you doing that for me, or just in appreciating them for who they are and what they do for themselves. And I encourage you all to take a look at the people that are in your life, whether your family, your loved ones, your work partners, coworkers, and reach out. You know, say thank you, be appreciative, and let them know. Everyone likes to know when their things are good and they're doing something good and they're you're grateful. You know, gratitude unlocks the fulfillment of life. And it turns what we have into enough and more. It turns whatever we have, if we're grateful, into more. That's really interesting. It turns denial into acceptance. It turns chaos into order. It turns confusion into clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast and a house into a home. And it can turn a stranger into a friend. And gratitude, it makes sense of what our past is, and it brings us peace for today when we're in that place of gratitude. It's an attitude of gratitude, and it creates a vision for tomorrow. And, you know, if we concentrate on finding whatever it is that's good in every situation, we will realize that our life is filled with gratitude. And that feeling is what fills our soul. It's that feeling of, yes, I am grateful for all the small things. There is a calmness to living in gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a calm joy. And, you know, if the only prayer that we say in our entire life every day is thank you, then that will be enough also. There's so much to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sherry, the other day I was, I know that you suggest making the gratitude list, and I stopped in the middle of my day and I just started making this gratitude list because I was for some reason not feeling on top of my game, and I had a huge decision to make, which involved traveling, and I like to be in my home a lot, so that decision was so huge that it just started making everything in my life feel out of balance. And what I did is I just wrote my gratitude list. I'm grateful I'm healthy, I'm grateful I have the opportunity, I'm grateful that I have choices, and it really works when you just stop and look at what you are grateful for, and it really, it's a way of making ourselves feel better. So I did it in the middle of the day.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yes, it really does work. And we ask ourselves, you know, what does gratitude mean? Well, to live in a state of gratitude is probably the greatest gift we can receive.
Mm.
You know, and I know for me, I'm constantly in that state of gratitude. And yes, sometimes, you know, when things, you know, you're not feeling, like you say, you're not feeling that you're on top of things, and you have to be reminded, you have to remind yourself, wow, you know, look at all I have and look at what I'm really grateful for, because whatever happens, there is gratitude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it comes from the core of all of our experiences and all of our decisions and all of our actions. They're all filled with gratitude. And it's good. It's good to write down that list of 10 things at least, you know. And sometimes, you know, I went through a period where I would do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add things to it every day. And then sometimes you have the same things day after day, you know. And, you know, that you can just, if more people knew how strong of an effect that gratitude had on their lives, they would develop that attitude of
mm-hmm.
gratitude
mm-hmm.
because it just makes you feel good.
Right, it does. By the third thing on my list, I was feeling better. And then I went on to, I put a few more on there, and then I was smiling and felt, okay, this, let's go on with the day. Well, listeners, I'd like to invite you to pick up the phone, give us a call, tell us a good news story today. Our number is 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, or if you're not listening to us live, you can send us an email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders out there, you can download the show right into your iPod through iTunes. If you need to know more about that, you can go to the website. It's goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us, and you'll see how you can download that right into your iPod. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami Beach, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Hey, everybody. You know, I just want to finish up with what I was talking about with gratitude, because sometimes people feel that, oh, yeah, you gratitude, you think you have things good in your life, so you can be grateful. So they don't want to say it because they feel that they're faking it to say thank you. But you have to practice. It's called fake it until you make it. And if we say it often enough, the body will start feeling it, and you will start acting and being in that state of gratitude. So I would encourage you to practice it. You know, even if you're not feeling that, start saying it. Start saying thank you. And it seems like, you know, that love and gratitude go hand in hand. And the more grateful that we are, the more love comes into us. And you'll be amazed when you see what happens when you just open up to that feeling of being grateful and allowing the gratefulness and allowing love to come into your life more.
Mm-hmm.
Before I forget, we have our mantra that I like to tell you all, and it's live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly, and then let go and let God take care of the rest. So
I really love that mantra, live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly.
Speak kindly. You know, and they're just four things that if we just start our day and go by those simple things, how great we could open up to some great new experiences by just, you know, by just incorporating those things. So I always like to let everybody know about that. Getting back to this now, speaking about our gratitude, and when we're not in a gratitude feeling, it's time for an attitude adjustment. You know, just as we clean up our house, well, we have to clean up our brains too. You know, we clean it up of all the self-criticism and thoughts that are negative and we're not good enough and all that I call bad energy. Get rid of that energy. And, you know, you need to have inspiring thoughts, positive thoughts, you know. And if you're feeling in that place where you're not having positive thoughts, look out the window. Look at the sky, you know. Look at some trees and the buildings. And in my case, I can just look out at the water. And, you know, I'm just, that gives me a change of attitude. I can be looking out and I'm just in a whole different place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love to have inspirational books at hand, and that helps me to achieve a more positive attitude. It's really a great tool for having something by your bed that you can just pick up and maybe read every day. Read something that you know, you can take a look at, and it's gonna bring you up.
Mm-hmm.
And make your house into a home. You know, where do you feel comfortable? And, you know, and relationships that bring you down. That's a big thing. You know, don't be around people that are negative. Don't be around people that are pulling you down, that are spoiling your joy and you know, not being positive and, you know, not being encouraging, and they're not your support group. I have no time in my life for negative people, people that have ulterior motives.
People that control,
right.
Keep it all at a distance. That's what
I
do.
You know. They say, you know, if you have people in your life that, you know, they have 9 things that you don't like about them, but they have 1 thing that you do like, focus on the 1 thing. And just, you know, be able to accept them for who they are. You don't have to be around somebody all the time if they're bringing you down and they're negative. You know, let it go and just, you know, stay in your state of joy and positive. And
surround yourself with positive people, like-minded people. I think we have so many tools for living a healthier lifestyle, Sherry. I've enjoyed the series that in putting on, it could continue and continue. There are just so many tools, and you know, some people just don't have that big bag of full with their tools. And you know, I want to thank you because this is helping a lot of people. Just put those tools in your bag and use them when you want to, when you need to, and just have the security knowing that you do have ways of making yourself comfortable and happy in this life.
Yeah, thank you. And it's true, you know, it may be things that people already know, but they forget, and then they hear us talking about it, and then they say, oh, yeah, you know, I know about that. I should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, spend time with people who make you feel good and who are also feeling good about themselves. That really brings you up. And maintain positive lifestyle. Strive for that balance. You know, in life, there's, you know, your responsibilities and your pleasures. And make time for doing what you enjoy. Enjoy your work and enjoy your play. And I like to work hard and I like to play hard. And that's what I intend to do. We're going out to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 2 weeks, and we're going to play hard.
We're going to play hard out there, and we're going to bring them the good news show. So while we're doing that, listeners, I would like to suggest that you tell your friends about our show, give them the link, share with them the good news show, tell them if they have a positive story or a healthy lifestyle tip, they can always send it in or give us a call. Our guest is online, so let's see if we can bring them in. Before we do that, do you have anything else to say?
No, I'd just like to say thank you all for listening. We love you, and we'll see you when we come back. We'll be on in 2 weeks, and we'll have a great guest for you then. And I'm going to continue on with the healthy relationships, and we're going to talk about compatibility. What is compatibility?
Good topic.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great week. We are on air, Patty and I, and we are so happy to be with you. We are really enjoying everything that we have been doing with you, and we really encourage you to email us while we're away because we want to respond to all your emails. Thank you so much.
Love Talk Radio.
And Patty, we're now waiting for Maureen Whitehouse to join us, and we're very excited to have her with us. I have been waiting to talk with her for quite a while now. I've heard so many great things about her, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about her book, which is Soulful Eating. And I've seen her on a few different TV shows, and we're all getting ready for Maureen Whitehouse to call in. So
here I am.
I do see her calling in. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Hi.
Hi there, Maureen. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. We're going to ask you to just speak up a little louder so our listeners can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, that's better. That's better. And Maureen, what I'd like for you to do is introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about your background.
Okay. Hi, I'm Maureen Whitehouse, and I'm an author of a new book that's just come out called Soulful Eating, A Delicious Path to Higher Consciousness. And that's just part of the work I do. I primarily do transformation work with individuals and corporations throughout the country and actually around the world, helping people to overcome obstacles to their greatest expression of a free and fun and creative life.
Wow. Wow. How did you get started in that?
Well, I've been doing it for quite a few years now. Prior to that, I was a commercial actress and model and talk show host and feature reporter, and so I've been in the media for quite a while, quite a few years. And so I lived a beautiful life and saw how unfulfilling that could be when you're in the midst of living the life of that so many people would love to be able to be involved in. But when you're in the middle of it, unless you are someone who's found a way to go a bit deeper and to be more connected to the reality of things rather than the part of what people see on the surface, then it can be a pretty painful existence, actually. So, you know, I worked all around the world as a model and was around a lot of circumstances where I saw a lot of people who weren't necessarily all that happy, even though they were living the glamorous life.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, I did, to maintain my own sanity and my own peace of mind and my own health and wellness, I began to say, how could I stay in a business, especially as a model, where I stayed fit and could make a living by looking good, but at the same time not become anorexic, bulimic, or any of the other millions of things that people find themselves experiencing in order to stay stick thin, like you have to be when you're doing runway work or any of that kind of thing as a fashion model. And so I learned an awful lot because I decided to take the opposite route and do it the healthy way and live the healthy way. And so I would study all over the world with people who were the experts of the day in nutrition and health and wellness, and took yoga classes when there were only two studios in Manhattan at the time, and began to meditate, had a life that was more spiritually oriented than not. And that really helped me survive. I had a long career in as a fashion model and then working in front of the camera as a feature reporter and talk show host. So it was all actually learning on my feet. I really lived every single one of the principles that I talk about in Soulful Eating. I show people how to be more mindful in their lives, doing something that everybody does every day anyway. So when I realized that the main experience that people were having out there that was not fulfilling was that they were just feeling disconnected from the world and from themselves, I thought, okay, so what's a great way here to help people become more connected and find that center of peace within themselves that doesn't seem all kinds of scary to people who aren't necessarily meditators or it doesn't have any dogma to it, and it doesn't have anything that would be off-putting to a normal person. And I thought, well, everybody eats. It's something that everyone's familiar with. So what happens if we get conscious doing something that we all do every single day? And that's when I came up with the idea for Soulful Eating.
That's a great concept.
It's a great title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the theme of the book is actually, it's all about love, actually. It's eat with love, what's grown with love, prepared with love, and served with love. So that's really the diet, is what everyone's craving out there. They might think they're craving other things and find themselves having difficulties with all kinds of addictions, and food is just one of them. But what everyone's really craving is to be loved, to love, to feel love in their lives. So focusing on that, it makes it so that people can really understand this in a tangible way, that they do access easily all day throughout the day, but to keep our minds focused on love. Am I consuming something that's grown in a loving way? So, you know, now people are finally catching on to the green movement. Does it promote sustainability? Does it help me? Does it help the environment? At the same time, I'm doing something good for myself. I'm feeling more united with the whole planet by doing things that are conscious that way. And then preparing it with love. Think of how many times during the day we're either eating or preparing the food we're eating, and how much of our time can be spent paying attention to just the moment we're doing that, just being more present. So, and then eating with love, it's a completely different experience to eat with love than to not eat with love. And by that I mean to become more mindful, using all five senses. When we use all five senses, we can't help but be thrown into our sixth sense, and the place that we're more connected in an ethereal level. And it's actually what everyone's craving, to be in that space where they feel full and feel the fullness of their soul. So I show people how to use all six senses while they're eating to find themselves in a much more fulfilling experience than they typically would be when they were just grabbing things and gobbling it down.
Mm-hmm. Real, yeah. Being present 100%. And knowing, being conscious of what you're putting in your mouth and how you're chewing and how you're taking it in.
Right. Well, and also what that kind of promotes, if people do this, they'll see very tangibly what I mean. As soon as you start to really chew, you really have to be where you are. As soon as you start to smell the foods, the scents, the fragrances of a meal, as soon as you start to really look at what it is you're eating and look at the atmosphere around you, light candles, have beautiful plates, even if it's just for you eating alone, all of those sensory bonuses that people miss on a day-to-day basis when we're just kind of thinking of this as this mundane experience that we sometimes just get through in order to get on with the work or get on with our day kind of thing. Well, when you do this actually really mindfully, there's such a deeper sense of appreciation. You start to see, okay, well, how on earth does a pineapple get to me when I'm in New Hampshire in January? And although I tell people it's great to have mostly locally grown food, especially, you know, with the gas situation we're in now with fuel and the environment and all that kind of thing. But I also say when you do, say you do have a mango in January when you live up north, to really, really appreciate that experience so that it is worth shipping it there, the thousands of miles it has to go, to really notice the miracle of that in this day and age we can have things wherever we are. And nothing is impossible for us on this planet. And that's an amazing thing. That just shows how far we've come, and we don't really want to take those things for granted, those amazing, miraculous circumstances.
Right. We're so blessed.
Yeah, we really are.
So many opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're always blessed. That's the point of the book. We're always blessed, but people don't notice that they are. And that's where all the angst is coming from. How much ungratitude can we stand? You know, if we're in a place where there's so much going on us all day, every day to feel grateful for, and yet we're numb and we're looking for the next sensation fix or the many things that people do all day long, not realizing that they're doing it, there can never be a sense of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And every eating disorder out there stems from the disconnect of not being able to be present in our lives every single moment of the day.
Mm-hmm. So you also go into a little bit of food combining?
Yeah, there are many chapters. What happened is because I knew so much, when I sat down, I thought it was mostly going to be about just the concept of eat with love, what's grown with love, prepare with love, and serve with love. So I thought it was going to be more of a small inspiration book. But it wound up being 485 pages of intense. I did intense research at the same time I knew a lot after having lived this for 25 years. So the book is 485 pages, like I said, and I really feel like it's one of the most comprehensive books on nutrition out there. And the best thing about that that I personally wanted to add to it is I wanted people to be entertained. So I begin each chapter with a story that either makes it a personal account or something that's pretty profound as a realization around something. So, yes, I went into food combining, also macrobiotics, Ayurvedic, and the acid-alkaline balance, all of the ways of approaching food that I felt were the most valid and also had some track record behind them, like the Ayurvedic and macrobiotic, they're ancient diets. And and to have a balanced acid-alkaline, that's really just looking at the makeup of our bodies. And so I looked at those things instead of taking into account any of the things that come and go or the fad diets, and took those along with raw food and living foods and talked about the things that have been around pretty much since time began and how we could either take any of those approaches that we resonated with most, and I show people how to discern whether what they are in the Ayurvedic, what kind of constitution they have, or to take any of the, how I speak about macrobiotics, how to go in if you're a beginner, middle, or advanced person with that kind of a thing, or take each and every one of them and take aspects of all of them that you might resonate with. So I never told anyone specifically what to do. I really pointedly made sure that that was not what I was doing. I think there are far too many authorities out there telling people what to do and not pointing people back to themselves, because we are all our own authority. And that's what's missing here, and that's why people don't feel fulfilled, is that they're not validating themselves by actually doing what you feel in your gut. Learn as much as you possibly can, and then you make your own choices. So instead of having to have people do all the research in the many thousands of different places I did, I said, let me give them something that they can have at their fingertips that gives them all the information. And then at the end of each chapter, I give extensive resources so that people can go deeper if they want into books that are completely macrobiotic oriented, if it's the macrobiotic chapter, or if it's about fats and oils, I give what everyone needs to know about the good fat, bad fats in quotes, and then how to discern, and then I give them charts, and I give them all the places to go where they can find complete books and studies and that kind of thing on those, so that they can then do further research on their own as well. Mm-hmm. So I just felt that the most important thing was to inform people with every bit of information, arm them with all the information, and then say, okay, so now you are ready to make your own choices about what you eat on a day-to-day basis. No one else in any moment of time can tell you what's the very best thing for you to have tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Who can do that? Mm-hmm. Do they know if you, you know, have three kids running around hanging onto your legs? Do they know if you're someone who's commuting on a subway at the time in New York City, or if you're climbing mountains in Arizona? Who can tell you specifically what to have when you're someone who's looking at what's the best thing for me individually?
Because we're all unique.
We're all unique, and that's the point of it, is honor it. Honor it. It's the truth. Honor it.
I think that's wonderful. I know that we have interviewed different types of chefs, from macrobiotic to vegan to raw foods only, and it seems that the one thing that's certainly in common is there is no one recipe for everybody. It's you need to understand your body and read your body and know what's best for you, and take the information and use it as a guideline. But you really need to just get in touch with your body and learn what your body needs. And
right. And I'd also say, even if someone is oriented in one way, that doesn't mean that you're not going to change over time as well. For instance, I live in Florida, and I have access to fresh, organic, raw foods. So for me, it makes sense to mostly eat vegan raw food. But when I go up to Boston to visit my family, I'm going to have lentil soup in January. You know, I'm going to have something warm because my body wants that. And I can feel that if I was just going to eat salads and fruits, I'm going to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel comfortable at that time. Now, if I said to myself, oh, I'm a raw foodist and keep myself in a place where I have a label, the point is give up the labels. We don't need
right.
any more labels.
Mm-hmm.
No one here thrives on a label. And so when we start to be self-honoring, that's when we thrive. Only then can we thrive. So we become informed, we become educated. I love seeing all those different types of chefs preparing the food they do so well. But you can tell if they've gotten themselves into a rut because they labeled themselves somehow and then they have to make it this way or that way. When a chef really is wonderful and amazing at what they do, it's when they love specifically what it is they're preparing. And that's the kind of food I want to eat, is when somebody makes something that they're energy is so full of love that it gets into the food and it gets into me. I'm consuming their energy and their love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly makes a difference.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Yeah, you can tell if a meal is prepared with love as opposed to just somebody who's not in a good mood and just throwing it together because it's their job. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I personally can tell the difference.
You can, and you know, the thing about this is the further along you get on this path of self-reverence and self-love and self-awareness, the further along you are on the path, the more you can tell, and the more you can say, okay, this is a 5-star restaurant, but hey, something funky's going on in the kitchen. You can feel
mm-hmm.
that. And
you
just
can feel
because
that.
Everyone, exactly. And so in the book, I say, okay, well, the best thing here is that we thrive again with self-love and love for everything. So let's not judge here, but be aware. So if you do, say, go into a restaurant where you feel, I don't know if I like this energy, then we have another resort. You bless it. You bless
right.
it. And that's what
right.
people have done forever. Since time began, there have been meal prayers. There have been people that gathered communion around a fire to bless the food, to eat the food. This is one of the basic things of our makeup. Constitutionally, we crave that kind of communion. And so many people never bless their food, never prepare with love, never think of this as a loving act. And that's where so many people can't stop eating. They think the food's going to do it. It can't, folks. It can't do it. So I have another little book that's about to come out in a short time called Feeding Your Soul, and that was a pull from Soulful Eating. There's a chapter on meal prayers and from all traditions all over the world. And so I found so many and so many beautiful quotes and so many poems about food that I made another book from this just specifically on those. It's a beautiful little like gift-sized kind of book that's only meal prayers and all of the inspirations from around the world that I felt people would really love to have with them, especially family gathering kind of times. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's so many aspects of this. I just actually finished the first draft of another book, and it's a companion book to Soulful Eating that's called the 30-Day Non-Diet Program. So what it actually wound up being, surprising to me again, these books always kind of birth themselves and have a life of their own. It's a dialogue between a girl who comes the first day and says, you know, I'm tired of myself. I've been yo-yo dieting for years, and I can't do it anymore. I'm done. I'm fed up. And then the teacher or the guide or whoever it is that's the person behind the scenes that's the narrator for the whole book works with her for the next 30 days over overcoming all of the obstacles that she has to love through eating. So it's very fun. It's a beautiful book. I love it. I've laughed. I've cried. I've done everything that the characters are doing while I'm writing it, and I just loved it. It showed kind of up in my lap. So that one, I just finished the first draft, so now we just got to clean it up and get it ready to publish as well. So
that is going to be incredible. I mean, just the title alone sells itself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people want to be able to be guided through something.
So that's
really going to be great.
Yeah, and it's such a fun thing because throughout, we all get to see that any one that's here on the face of the earth is really just here to wake up. You know, we came here to wake up. This is our classroom. And how do we do it? Well, you do it where you are. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. This is your life. This is your perfect path. If it's your life, it's your perfect path. In that way, taking something, again, as mundane as food that everyone's familiar with, there's nobody that doesn't resonate with this experience. It's very great. It's really great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So could you give our listeners a tip on the approach to preparing a meal? Maybe one or two tips on how to do it with love?
Yeah. I'll give five ways that you can eat anything and lose weight.
Oh.
Okay.
Listeners, get your pen and paper.
Okay.
I'm here.
I'm listening.
Okay. I do this actually with a chocolate bar for people that have always, you know, had trouble with sweets and candies and things, and it's amazing to see how this shifts the perception for people. We're having a thunderstorm come through, so hopefully that's not going to bother the call. But the first one, show up. Step number one, show up. And by that I mean you're saying, of course I show up, here I am. Most people all day long are going to places and they never show up.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean you arrive with the intention to be present. So you get to the table with whatever the food is, and you clear it out. The kids go into the neighbor's house or do something. So it's you and the food in front of your face at the table. Show up.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, pay attention. So while you have this chocolate bar, this sundae, this bag of chips, this whatever is usually the bane of your existence food, I like that people use the foods that they have a challenge with too, by the way, with this. You pay attention using all five senses. And as I said before, you can't be unconscious. You have got to be present. It throws you into the presence when you're using all five senses simultaneously. So that's step number two.
Mm.
Show up, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Third one, love it. Most important, love it.
Love it.
Love
Allow
it.
Yourself to love it. Mm-hmm.
Allow
mm-hmm.
yourself to love it. So if it's a big piece of strawberry shortcake or whatever it is, that's amazing. Love it. Just love it. Forget about the past. Forget about the future. Forget about labels. Forget about everything. Just love it. And the fourth one, you can't love it unless you know the fourth one. And the fourth one is no judgment, no guilt.
Right. I was waiting for that one.
Because judgment is what you project out on the world. Guilt is what you turn in. So guilt is just the opposite of judgment turned in on yourself. So if you feel guilty, you're judging. And that is not love. That is not going to promote a beautiful, healthy constitution. That's not going to do anything for you. And it'll have you run for 10 Sundays instead of just the one you're having mindfully.
Mm-hmm.
So show up, pay attention, love it, no judgment, no guilt. And the fifth one, give up all attachment to the results. That means you don't pull the scale out. You don't ask anybody else, you know, what is this making me look like? You don't think about it at all afterwards. You let it go.
Finally, I really like that. Wow.
And finally, it's like a big exhale. You can finally relax and you can just love yourself while you're having an experience that feels loving, even if it is a chocolate bar. And enjoy it. And then you'll see. You're not going to want 10 of them. You're not going to want to overeat because you're finally present. You've finally done something fulfilling and loving for yourself. And it just so happens to be a delicious experience at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love what your concepts are and how you're putting it all together in your book. And it's really, you know, it's interesting that you're not putting out there that you have to do one thing. You have to be this. You have to be all raw. You have to be, you know, that there are so many different choices. And
well, that's the beauty of life here. We did this, folks. We came as creators. We created every scenario there could possibly be in order to pick and choose what we wanted to do. You want pain? You got it. You want freedom? You got it. You want love?
Mm-hmm.
You got it. So where are you going to resonate? Are you going to put yourself in a box? And then ultimately you go for everything that feels painful.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just enjoy that we have ultimate choices here. We have unlimited, unbounded chances to live fully and freely. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Just do it.
Just do it.
I'm really glad you came on to our show because that's what the show is about. It's all good news, positive stories, and healthy lifestyle tips. And we want to provide a nucleus for people to go to for to stay on a positive vibration and enjoy life, love life, live in peace. And
you can never do anything more valuable for the planet than to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the planet needs right now, is every person to just stop,
mm-hmm.
and love yourself. Just have a blessed life. And then the rest of the world can change, because there's an opportunity. Finally, there'll be spaciousness, at least in your pocket of the world,
mm-hmm.
where people can feel that they can be themselves and they can be embraced and they won't be judged, and that they can let down their hair and eat what they want. You know, if we all did this, we'd be a very healthy humanity, because
mm-hmm. right.
we would understand not one thing outside of ourselves can be the answer. It's an inside job.
It's an inside
yeah.
job.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And be grateful. I mean, just if all you have to say is thank you, that's enough. Just,
exactly.
just be grateful for everything that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for you for this show. It's a wonderful thing you're doing for people. It's a great, impactful, and important thing to have people realize there's good news out there. There's going on.
We've been having a lot of fun with it and a lot of great response.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
We have. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
So, Maureen, we have about 3 minutes left, and what I'd like for you to do is to give your website address and any other contact information that you would like for our listeners to have.
Okay, if anybody wants to take advantage of a wonderful deal that's going on, there's quite a few authors that are well-known that have joined together to help me by giving bonus gifts to have people, when they come on, part of the proceeds go to feed the children, and they get Soulful Eating if they buy it on Amazon, and then get about $2,500 worth of gifts from other authors and experts as well.
Wow.
Yeah, including Mark Victor Hansen, Wayne Dyer's in there, people like that that are noted. And if they go to eatwithlove.com, then they'll
mm-hmm.
find that offer there. They can get not only Soulful Eating, but lots of good things. I've also, on there from me, is an MP3 that Breathe Your Way to Lose Weight. And it's a meditation that shows people how to do deep belly breathing in order to lose weight, just by breathing.
Mm.
And then there's a love scale of foods that tells people what are the most energetically sound love energy at the top of the scale, and then what foods are fear promoting, and that would be the foods also that have us lose that acid alkaline balance that we could have, and they're very acidic. So you want to take a look at that. Also, on my other website is www.experienceaxiom.com, experienceaxiom.com, where there's lots and lots of different CDs and the books that I have and programs that people can get. And also that 30-day non-diet program will be there very soon. So, and also sign up for the newsletter, because I'm always keeping people informed of when I'm doing talks in different areas and when I have specials coming up and when books and CDs and things are out. So that's a good way, too. So eatwithlove.com and www.experienceaxiom.com. And I'm Maureen Whitehouse.
Yes, listeners, you have been listening to Maureen Whitehouse. We thank you so much for being on our show. I think our listeners have enjoyed it very much. And
okay.
Thank you. And there's so much information that you've given us. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you. And have a wonderful night.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too, Maureen. Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.